When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
This is John Batchelor. Comments by Professor Evan Ellis, my colleague, about the way of corruption in Latin American states over these last decades. It's a striking fact that consistently it's someone who is running against corruption who becomes corrupt himself. The idea is to campaign when the people are frustrated with the bosses who steal, and campaign as a reformer, and you are. Hugo Chavez in Venezuela was a reformer. Correa was a reformer in Ecuador. I could go on. Evan does. And then here's the formula, and Evan explains it very carefully. You switch sides. Evan Ellis, corruption, with a reformer at the helm. More of this tonight.
The dictatorships that we've had across Latin America, if you look at how the Ortegas came back in Nicaragua, if you look at how Rafael Correa came to power in Ecuador back in 2006, again, running on the people's frustration with corruption. If you look at Mexico with AMLO and the Morena Party, time and time again, it's been corruption and weak institutions that have brought opportunistic elites to power. And it's been that same weakness of elites that's allowed them to use and weaponize that same corruption for their own political end. So you are absolutely onto something. And it really explains why the tragedy that's happening in Venezuela is happening. And it also explains some of the dangers that we have across the region where frustration with corruption runs deep and is being weaponized by multiple different populist leaders.